This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, a camera that captures 156.3 trillion frames per second. More on that in moments, but first, Amazon's big spring sale has officially ended, but a few deals are still going strong. While this latest event wasn't on the level of a Prime Day or a Black Friday sale over the past week, we found decent savings on some of the gadgets and devices we recommend. Now that the sale is done, the pickings are a little slimmer, but that doesn't mean you're out of luck completely. If you didn't take advantage of the sale while it was live, or if you've still got some shopping left to do, consider this list your last chance to reap the discounts from Amazon's latest sale. Of course, if you miss out now, Prime Day typically comes back around in July every year. Head over to Engadget.com for the best Amazon spring sale discounts on tech we love that you can still get today. And if you've been interested in investing in a home theater projector, you're not alone. Devices in this space have come a long way over the past few years, making them better than ever and more accessible to boot. No longer the clunky, dim models of the past, the latest machines are brighter, sharper, more compact, and easier than ever to install. But most importantly, they have much improved image quality now, and they can achieve screen sizes that no regular TV could. But the projector space is vast, with dozens of options running from ultra short throw to portable to long throw. In our buying guide, we'll help you understand everything you need to know before purchasing the best projector for your needs within your budget. Check out our list of the best projectors of 2024 at Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Scientists have created a blazing fast scientific camera that shoots images at an encoding rate of 156.3 terahertz to individual pixels, equivalent to 156.3 trillion frames per second. Dubbed SCARF, swept-coded aperture real-time femtophotography, the research-grade camera could lead to breakthroughs in fields studying micro-events that come and go too quickly for today's most expensive scientific sensors. SCARF has successfully captured ultra-fast events like absorption in a semiconductor and the demagnetization of a metal alloy. The research could open new frontiers in areas as diverse as shockwave mechanics or developing more effective medicine. Leading the research team was Professor Jinyang Liang of Canada's Institut National de la Recherche Scientifique, INRS. He's a globally recognized pioneer in ultra-fast photography who built on his breakthroughs from a separate study 6 years ago. Professor Liang and company tailored their research as a fresh take on ultra-fast cameras. Typically, these systems use a sequential approach, capture frames one at a time, and piece them together to observe the objects in motion, but that approach has limitations. For example, phenomena such as femtosecond laser ablation, shockwave interaction with living cells, and optical chaos cannot be studied this way, Liang said. The new camera builds on Liang's previous research to upend traditional ultra-fast camera logic. SCARF overcomes these challenges, INRS Communication Officer Julie Robert wrote in a statement. Its imaging modality enables ultra-fast sweeping of a static-coded aperture, while not shearing the ultra-fast phenomenon. This provides full-sequence encoding rates of up to 156.3 terahertz to individual pixels on a camera with a charge-coupled device, CCD. These results can be obtained in a single shot at tunable frame rates and spatial scales in both reflection and transmission modes. In extremely simplified terms, that means the camera uses a computational imaging modality to capture spatial information by letting light enter its sensor at slightly different times. Not having to process the spatial data at the moment is part of what frees the camera to capture those extremely quick chirped laser pulses at up to 156.3 trillion times per second. The image's raw data can then be processed by a computer algorithm that decodes the time-staggered inputs, transforming each of the trillions of frames into a complete picture. Remarkably, it did so using off-the-shelf and passive optical components, as the paper describes. The team describes SCARF as low-cost, with low power consumption and high measurement quality compared to existing techniques. Although SCARF is focused more on research than consumers, the team is already working with two companies, Axis Photonique and FuCycle, to develop commercial versions, presumably for peers at other higher learning or scientific institutions. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Will Shanklin and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.